Oh, so we're holding first Yashikoyach of Aaron here the past few days. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I came back from the Levaya for my grandmother. I was about a kvula. So we're up to Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, four lines from the bottom. That's what we got up to. The Gemara earlier said, we said the whole beginning of the Perek is the Gabri Din Hafrosha. Mafrishin, Kohen Gadol, before Yom Kippur. That means b'chayish, for Tumas Beisoy. Why we're not chayish, the Gemara said, for Tumas Meis? Why we're not chayish for Tumas Meis? So the Gemara says, the reason we're not chayish for Tumas Meis is because Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. So it's not an issue. Tumah Hutra. Then the Gemara went into the Machloikas Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur. And Rav Sheshes was Tumah Truya B'tzibur. And that was the whole Amid, Zayin Nomad Aleph. Tumah is hutra b'tzibur, or tumah t'chuya. And even the Man D'Omer that says that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, it's only when it's a korban tzibur, not a korban yochid, and only when it's kavur l'zman. So then it can't be pushed off. Now the Gemara continues, Dav Zayin Omer Aleph, four lines from the bottom, Meisvei. A kasha on Rav Sheshes that says tumah t'chuya b'tzibur. Steht in Posik. V'nosa Aaron is avoyin akadoshim. This is referring to the tzitz. Steht v'hoyal metzcha Aaron, v'nosa Aaron is avoyin akadoshim. Aaron wears the tzitz. And it's a ritzui, for the avoin, for the sin of kedoshim, which psula are we talking about? Zok gemar v'chieze ovenu noisa. What is the tzitz meratz on which psula in kochim? Zok gemar im avoin pigul. If we're talking about avoin of pigul, now it doesn't mean like it usually does chutz zmano. Over here it means chutz mkoymoi. Harei kva nema lo yirotze. It says by the tzitz clearly lo yirotze. That there's no ritzui. V'im avoin noiser. If we're talking about the oven of noiser. And it doesn't talk about the regular psul of noiser. Usually noiser means something is left over to the next day after the zman. Why does it not talk about the regular psul of noiser? Because noiser means after the zrika, the day after. There's no tzad that it sits in meratzah for something after that there should be a chisorin in the ritzui after the zrika ready. If the zrika was done correctly, everything was done good, and the korban had a kapora, and now the next day you left it over, there's no chisorin in noiser l'mafreya in the korban. So Avada can't be that you need a ritzui tzitz on the noiser. So it can't be regular noiser. So what's noiser referring to? Noiser is referring to chutz zmanoi. So it can't be that a ritzui tzitz on chutz mkoymoi, on pigul. It can't be on chutz zmanoi, because it says loy choshev. Loy rotz and loy choshev are both psukim telling me clearly that the tzitz is not meratza. So oy bazoi, that it says clearly that a korban is posel. So the tzitz cannot be meratza. If it's posel, it's posel. If it's posel, it can't be meratza. Let's see Rashi. Kvanema loy rotzim im oven noisa, re kvanema loy choshev. Hochi perushay. Eze oven ye'era bekorben, which oven are we referring to? She had tzitz meratza olav. She ate kosher im oven machshevet chutzim koimoi. If it's talking about chutzim koimoi, meaning pigu. Hakuya pigu, kramdina bezvachim, like we find it's called pigu. Shlishi de chutzim koimoi. Hare kvanema bekdoishim tiyu. Pigulu loy rotze. It says by pigulu loy rotze, it means it's posel. If the korben is posel, so then avada, the tzitz cannot be meratza. So it can be meratza. Umekvino b'chutzim koymer b'tzachas vachim. V'im ovim yachshav is noisa. If we're talking about noisa, shechisha b'shchitz amanas loy chutzis manoi. Noisa doesn't mean noisa. But noisa means chutzis manoi. Harei kva nema hamakiv oisoi loy yachoshev. V'ukim yachshav is chutzis manoi. And which means that the korban is posel. So then the tzitz is not meratza. So it can't be talking about these two things. Now, before we see the Gemara Teretz, what it is going on, this big Tosfos Amud Beis, Tosfos Bavarns, and he says, why does it say, even if we're talking about chutz zmanoi, chutz mkoymoi, calling it pigul and noiser, why does it say chutz mkoymoi first, and then chutz zmanoi? In the posik, and usually it's always mentioned first chutz zmanoi, and then chutz mkoymoi. So, because here we're talking about the ritzui tzitz. The ritzui tzitz is a chiddush that it sits in meratza. Well, there's a chiddush, we're going from chiddush, mikala lachomer. We're not going to say the greater chiddush first. So, chutz mkoymoi is a smaller chiddush. Why is chutz mkoymoi a smaller chiddush? Number one, he says, because chutz mkoymoi does not have kores versus chutz zmanoi does. So we're saying first that tzitz meratz on something without kores and then something with. And the second chiddush Torah says, because chutz mkoymoi is huta michloloi bebomah. By a bomah, there's no mkoymoi. So since it's less of a chiddush to say that we tzitz by chutz mkoymoi, we mention chutz mkoymoi before chutz zmanoi. That's Torah's Amud Beis. Zok de Gemara, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, ho'ena noisa. So what are we referring to? It can't be talking about pigul, which is chutz mkoymoi. It can't be talking about noisa, which is chutz zmanoi. And we said it can't be talking about real noiser because real noiser is no shaykhus that it sits. It's ready for the gazach. Noiser means the day after you had already a mitzvah on the etzim kizvika. So he'ena noiser ela avoin tuma shehutri michlola b'tzibur. It's talking about the oven of tuma. Now tuma doesn't mean the person is tomei pashas. That sits as meratz on the korban being tomei. Ha'ena noisela oven tuma. If the korban is tomei, why do we pick this oven of tuma that it sits in meratzah? Because we find another leniency by the korban being tomei. Shehutra michlola b'tzibur. We find hutra michlola b'tzibur. Korban pesach is both b'tzibur. If it's hutra michlola b'tzibur, if the roiv ki b'tzibur is tomei, we learn a whole story of hutra. So this raya kasher of sheshes. Here we see clearly that the reason why it's noiser the oven of tuma because hutra michlola b'tzibur. So it's a right of to Rav Nachman, not like of sheshes that tuma hutra and not tuma tchuya. So Rashi in the top, how is the lashon me'ato? From here we deduce me'ato iato moitzer sheita noiser elo avoyin korban tuma. And why do we say it's going in the kula on korban tuma? We find a different kula. Shehutra letzibur. It was hutra betzibur. Michlal isur shevayochid. By a tzibur is a special dispensation that it's hutra. So melo huadin, when it comes to the ritzitzitz, it's going on tuma. Hilkach. Shode beinami lekula, we add an additional kula to it. She had tzitz meratza oisu b'korban yochid, that it tzitz meratza by korban yochid. Now, not talking about korban tzibur, the tzitz meratza by korban yochid. By korban yochid, that's bo betuma, the tzitz meratza. Katoni miyo, what do we see from here in Alak of Sheshes? Shehutra b'tzibur, alma heteru b'tzibur. Zog the Gemara, the teretz of this is, tanoi. It's a machlokes tanoim, you can't ask Rav Sheshes from here, it's a machlokes tanoim, if it's hutra atchuyo. The Tanya we learned by the Tzitz. Tzitz bein sheyesh na'al metzchoy bein sheyin na'al metzchoy meratzah divi Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that the Tzitz is irrelevant if it's on the forehead, on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol, and even if it's not on his metzach, it's meratzah. Divi Reb Shimon. Reb Yudah Oymer, no. Oideh al metzchoy, when it's on the metzach, then it's meratzah. Ein oideh al metzchoy, when it's not on his metzach, ein o meratzah. Now Rashi is magde, what does it mean, bein sheyesh na'al bein sheyin na'al metzchoy? So Rashi, Ben Shiesh a tzitz al metzchoy she kohen gadol when what's called al metzchoy kshe ira tuma al korban when the korban became tomei, you're not talking about when the avoda took place, when the original tuma took, we're talking about the korban, when the korban, not the person, when the korban became tomei, the tzitz is meratzah then. Frak the gvura sarid achronim ask the ikur of the tzitz meratzah is b'shas avoda b'shas zrikas adam. If it was nizrak betuma, the tzitz meratzah. Why does Rashi say the tzitz meratzah when it was iratuma, when the tuma came onto the korban? That's not when the ritzu takes place. The ritzu takes place by the zrikas adam, by the avoda, not by the kabbalah satuma. So that's the Guru Sari. And other has this kasha. The Biskarov in Nozer in the Ksovim, he says over there that shteito in this Rashi that you need two conditions. Number one. Obviously, you need it b'shas zrika, like we know. That's the ritzu takes place b'shas zrika, b'shas avoida. But you also need it to be on the koyin, on the tzad of al metzchoy ben sheyeshnoi, is b'shas the kabbalah satuma. Why? Because the tzitz is machshe dam that was nitzma, that it can, now it's able to huchshali zorek and huchshala lahakter. That means you need the tzitz b'shas the kabbalah satuma. Because if there's no ritzu b'shas the kabbalah satuma, then it's not huchsher to be nizrak b'shas the avoida. So you can eat both. You need the tzitz b'shas the kabbalah satuma in order to be huchshar lizorek, and then the tzitz meratz b'shas the avoida. And that's what Rashi says. Kishe iratum al korban. Step number one, you need two. But al kaponim, what's the machlekes? We have a machlekes of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. A machlekes tanoim that if it's hutra tchuya, why? Zok the because we have a machlekes by tzitz. Is it meratza? Bein al metzchoy, ein al metzchoy. And the Beauty says, only oide al metzchoy meratza. But ein de al metzchoy, ein al meratza. So we have machlokes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda. And the Gemara continues. Omaloi Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon told Reb Yehuda that says that it's only when it's on a metzach. Koyin gol b'yom kippurim yachiyach. She ein oide al metzchoy meratza. The koyin gol in Yom Kippur, when he went lifnai v'lifnim, he only wore four begodim, big day loven. He did not wear the shmoyne begodim. Shmoyne begodim, pashas means the tzitz too. That's a big day zov. Big day lovin yom kippur lefnayv lefnim is only dalet begodim. So vibalt he went into the kodesh hakadoshim without tzitz because he only wore four begodim. Big day lovin. So we see al korchach that it's meratza even without the tzitz on him because it's ein al metzchoy. Zog Rashi kohen gadol biyom kippurim ein al metzchoy b'shas avodas hayoyim apnimis she ein al nichlas lefnim be big day zov. He doesn't enter with big day zov. So it's muchach that it sits meratza even when it's not olav. Now Rashi in other places, Rashi in Pesachim says the reason why he doesn't wear the tzitz is because ein kategen nasanega. The tzitz is a gold plate, and we don't want a reminder of the egel azov lefnai v'lefnim yom kippur. That's why he wears big day lovan. So it's not the pshat because ein nichtas be big day zov. Even let's say the tzitz is not a part and parcel of big day zov because be'etzim it's a plate. It's not a beged. But so maybe you would be able to wear the tzitz with the big day lovan. Maybe you could wear big day lovan and tzitz. Zog the Rashi, the Mikdash David learns up this Rashi. We've seen this in the Rashi in Pesachim that it's chisson of Enka Tegen Asanega, even if theoretically I can wear the tzitz with the big day lovan. But it's also Enka Tegen you can't. Not because of the chisson in Shemayna Begodim. It's not totally in Shemayna Begodim. It's you can add some weird in Dala Begodim. That's how the Mikdash David learns. The Beis Levi learns clearly no. The Beis Levi learns that Pshat is it's a chelik of the Shemayna Begodim. And since in Yom Kippur you only wear Dala Begodim, not Shemayna, so you can't wear the tzitz. Is it a chesaron of Ketega? Maybe that's, you know, big days all be'etzim. But it's not because it's be'etzim could have been worn with the Dalat Begodim. It's a chelik of the Shemayna Begodim. And if you're going to wear it with the Dalat Begodim, it's considered ain big dayim aleim, ain kunosim aleim. If you're only wearing the tzitz without the other three, so then it's considered ain kunosim aleim, so mainly you can't do the avoida, you're posel. That's how the Beis Levi learns, and that's the pshat why it can't be nichlas with the tzitz with the Dalat Begodim. What did you say?
How do we know that
Tumah is? The Gemara's being a riot right now. The Gemara's going to discuss Hutu and Tchuyah. 1 second. So Zog the Gemara.
You bring a riot to the fact that it's not wearing the tzitz, that we see that you don't need the tzitz. Who said that it's, you're able to bring Tumah when wearing the
Dalat? Who said that it's...
Do you see that it's Meretz at Bishas when he goes to the final thing?
Because we know that he did the Avoida. He did the Avoida. He then was... The Avoida Yom Kippurim was Meretz. It was Meretz on everything. Because Havarish Yom Kippur was Meratz, and Tumas Mektiv Shekadosh was Meratz and everything. So now he did not wear the tzitz, Muchach, he didn't wear the tzitz when he went to Lefnayim.
He said
it's Meratz
when he went to Tumah. Carbon, the
dam is
to the Tumah.
Where's the Makar that's Meratz? How do you know it's Meratz on all Karbonis, even Betumah?
It's bringing the car that you don't need a tzitz, from the fact that he's not wearing a tzitz. But maybe you do need a tzitz, and it's not going to have Meratz, but it's coming.
So you tell me there was never, every Yom Kippur, there was never a Ritzi on Karbon Tumah? It was Tomei. Here, let's see, with the bottom tastes, let's see the Gabi Tchuy and Hutchu. But first, let's keep the, I hear what you're asking. But let's keep the Cheshman in the Hutchu and Tchuy. You're asking a simple kasha. Mecha tasted it was a Ritzu on Yom HaKippur and Kodesh HaKadosh when it went to Flail of Nim on Karmen Tumah. We're assuming there was, and must be that it sits Meratz in Al Metzai. Zog the Gemara, but it's a machloikas. So we have a machloikas of Shem Reb Yudah. Reb Shimon says, Bein Al Metzai Be'enoi. Reb Yudah says, Dafkoi De Al Metzai. Zog the Reb Shimon arrived from Kohen Gol B'Yom HaKippurim that it's Meratz in Enoi De Al Metzai. As Dr. Reb Yudah Tzrik, Omer Reb Yudah, Hanach LeKohen Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Shetumu Hutra Lo B'Tzibur. Don't make a raya from Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, Tumu Hutra Lo B'Tzibur. Zok Rashi, Shekuloi Korban Tzibur. Yom Kippur is a Korban Tzibur. It's Hutra B'Tzibur. Ve'ein etzog letzui etzitz. You don't need the tzitz. Tumu Hutra B'Tzibur means that it's Hutra. You don't need the tzitz. And not the pshat, the tzitz, and meratz, ein oideoi. The reason why it's good is because Tumu Hutra B'Tzibur. So that's where the carbon is good. Not as the Ritzu Tzitz. That's Reb Yudah standing back. Zog the Gemara. What do we see from here? The fact that Reb Yudah says you don't need, it's not a ride that it sits in Meratzim and it's not Olav because it's also Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Michal Reb Shimon Sover, Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. The fact that Reb Shimon does bring this as a raya, he holds Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. And Memela, it would not be a reason. It's only because of the Tzitz that it's Meratzim. So we see Einar Olav, it's Taka Meratzim. So Rashi, Michal Reb Shimon Sover Tchuya, v'tzitzu de Meratzah lo. V'hanu Tanoim, this is the Machlok Tanoim, if it's Hutra or Tchuya. Now, Tosis over here has a kash on the bottom. Tosis asks, lo yadana magaya maisi, Reb Shimon Yom Kippurim. What's right from Yom Kippur? That what? That we see that it's tzitz is Meratzah. So this is a little similar to your kasha. You're asking that Mechatez is Meratzah. Tosis is asking, what's the right Michal it's Meratzah as Hutra? Maybe it's as Tchuya. It cannot be on his metzach because in katega. Why is it lemaisa tuma is doicha? Came in the korban tzibuhu the osa betuma. Media hava tumas gavra the lemeratz tzitz alove dachi tuma. We never said that tzitz ever meratz on tumas gavra, only on the korban, and yet we find tuma is tchuya betzibur. So if you find that it's tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, so that's why it works. Not because it's a ritzui of tzitz. So what's the raya b'chlal? So he wants to say that Rabbi Zoi, you would have to find another korban. Now, upon him, the point on his thesis in the Shaka V'taya, the Kovich Urim, the B'chonim, and Psochim, that there's a difference, a fundamental difference between the Ritzu Tzitz when the person is Tomei and the Ritzu Tzitz when the Bosser is Tomei. That means he learns that there is, and Rambam also learns, there's a Ritzu Tzitz on the Gavra also. But Tosis clearly says there is no Ritzu Tzitz on the Gavra. But the difference, he says, is that when the Bosser is Tomei, so then you're not allowed to be makriv it. Why? Because the psul, the etzim. There's a psul in the bossy, can't be makriv. So the tzitz, there's no iser to be makshir the korban. There's a psul in the bossy, but the tzitz says you're allowed to be makshir the korban. Mashenga by tumas aguf, the psul is not machmas the bossy. The psul is because the person can't be makriv. He's a person that's tomei. So if tumah is nitchis, then you're not allowed to be makriv it, and you don't need a reach tzitz for that. So the etzim, the fact that it's nitchis, should be able to be makriv it. The Rambam Taka learns be'etzim that there's a ritzu on a gavra also in Bias Mikdosh. Not like this Tois says that there's no ritzu on the gavra. But like upon him, Tois Kash is, what's the raya b'chlal? That it's als hutra, lo'oilom, als tzitz, I mean that it's meratza. And it's hutra, no, lo'oilom, say that what? That even if it's not meratza, and the reason why it works is because tumas taka tchuy b'tzibur. That Tois says you would have to have another, the chatchila find another carbon. So at the end of the day, comes out in the Teres of Tois that the tzitz al kochach is meratza. Because even if it became Tomei the carbon, we're not requiring you to find another carbon. And if it's nitri, you would be finding another carbon. Must be that the tzitz miratza. Even when the carbon is Tomei, you're not wearing the tzitz like in Yom Kippur. Zogt mo vayta oma abaya nu sugya. Benish barat tzitz kulam aloi pligi. Kulam aloi pligi. Deloi miratza. Even if Shimon agrees, if the tzitz is cracked in half, that even if it's not on you, it's not going to say it's miratza. Because avada, if it's not on you, it's miratza. Bein ametzre, bein eino metzre. But now when it's broken, it has to be a whole tzitz. Even if Shimon agrees, when it's hanging on a peg, on a yosid zogdashi, when it's hanging on a peg, so now it's machloek as if it's not a metzach, it's a meratz or not. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, he touches the posuk, v'hoya al metzach aron v'noso. It says v'noso, that means it's only a nesias oven when it's al metzchoy, so it has to be on him. And on the peg, it won't be meratz. Rabbi Shimon Sovar, state in posuk, tomid. V'hoya metzchoy tomid, tomid l'gotzoin. Tomid l'gotzoin l'fnei Hashem means that it's tomid l'gotzoin l'fnei Hashem even if it's on a yosid. Zogtum amai tomid, what does tomid mean? Ilemet tomid al metzchoy. If it means tomid al metzchoy, that it has to be on him constantly and the kohen cannot remove it. Mi mishkachas lo, is that b'chlal l'metzias? Mi lo boyes maya l'beis hakisei? Doesn't the kohen go to the beis hakisei? And if he goes to the beis hakisei, we're assuming that he takes off the tzitz. So we see that avada doesn't that tomit can't be tomit al metzroy. Another kasha milo boy nayim doesn't he mainam doesn't he take a nap? If he takes a nap, so then avada he takes the tzitz off just he can't sleep with tefillin shenis kva upon him. So melu wouldn't you have to take it off? So it must be what does tomit mean? Tomit doesn't mean tomit's on you. Ela tomit megatzuhu, and that's right. The Reb Shimon says tomit in the pasuk means that it's a ritzui always, even if it's not on you. Tomit doesn't mean tomit on you. Because mila boy ma'ayel beis akise mila boy me'enem, so must be tomid it's megatza. Now, the truth is that the Gemara says b'kimila ma'ayel beis akise. So it could have said a posh to cheshbon that as soon as you don't do the avoida, it's not al metzchay. It's only on metzchay when you do the avoida. You have to remove the begodim when you don't do the avoida. So that alone should be a raya that it's not tomid on him. You don't do the avoida every second. So there are those that Taka learned the fresh Rabbeinu Bechaya. That you were able to wear the tzitz even when you what's called even when you did not wear the shmoyne begodim. He says that the tzitz was not a shame beged, like we said before, talk it's not like that. It's not a shame beged, and it would not be chesaron of yitro begodim bechlal. It's what's it called? You can wear it even chudei. So not and the Gemara Zechoch is from the fact of Beis Akisei and Meinem, not mitzad the Nishta Avoida, because you can wear it be'etzim. So Shonen brings over here, you have to know if he did a Kohagan. So Shonen brings the Maisa with Yanei HaMelech, that Hokim Lohem B'tzitz Shebenei Necho, Alma Afilu B'shas Se'udo Yoloiv Shoi, B'tzitz Tashani Tzitz Chsib Beit Tomid, V'akoichoi B'chol Shal Metzchoi. So Shonen is talking about Yanei HaMelech, the question is maybe he did Shalai Kohagan. But we see there was a Metzias of wearing the Tzitz, Ben Mechayev says it like that in Shmoyitz Chavches, that the tzitz can be worn independent. But upon him, Beis Akisei say not. Now the second Raya Gemara brings from sleeping. So the question is, what do you mean sleeping? We know that the Bahaloch of the tefillin is Meinem Naim, seems like a Shenes Arai. Shenes Arai is like tefillin, you're allowed to have a Shenes Arai, just not Shenes Kva. So Shenes Arai, so why would it be a Chisorim by the tzitz? So Rameh Simchin or Sameach, in the end of Hilchos Tefillin, he says the Pshat Gemara is as follows. That even though Shenes Arai might be mutter by Tefillin, the Gemara is saying over here that you need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. When you sleep, or when you go to Beis HaKisei, the Kohen Gadol always needed Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for anew. And if he did not do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he's like a Zor. He's like Ein Kunosim Aleihem. It's like you're not wearing your begodim until you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So that's the raya that it doesn't have to be on you. Because without Kiddush Yadayim, at that moment when he didn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim yet, it's considered that he's not wearing the begodim. So that's the raya that he's not wearing the begodim. The raya that he don't have to wear it is because milo boy meinam and you need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So it's considered Ein Kunosim Aleihem because at that moment until he did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Zog the Gemara. So the Gemara has a kasha now. You're telling me a raya Reb Shimon is from where? From the Pasuk of Tomit. And Reb Yudah's raya is from where? Al Metzach V'Nosa, only when he wears it. Ule Reb Yudah Nami Yoksiv Tomit, Shteyden Pasuk Tomit. Tomit connotes that even if it's not Al Metzach, Zog the Gemara, who Tomit, Shlo Yisich Dai Temi Menu. You can't miss Yisich Das, just like by Tfilin. You can't miss Yisich Das. So that's what Tomit means. Kedah Rabba Ravuna, Dom Rabba Ravuna, Chayiv Odom Lamashmish B'Tfiliv, B'Tfilo B'Chol Shoh V'Shoh. Doesn't mean he has to touch it every second. It means whenever he's nisgar about the tefillin, he has to touch the tefillin. So chayv on the mashmish betefillin b'chol shav v'shav. Kavuchoyim mitzitz. It's a kavuchoyim mitzitz. Why? Uma tzitz she'ein boyal askora achas. But the tzitz it only said kodesh Hashem one time. It said yudkei vovkei on the tzitz on the plate itself. Omra teira al metzchay tomit. They can misiach shloisich dait menu tefillin sheyesh ben askoras harbe alachas kam bekama. Tefillin has 21 times the Yud Kei Vav Kei is written in the parashas of Tefillin. So I'll ask Kamakama, he can't even see that. And that's a Pshat in Tomit. And the Gemara is going to continue now. What is the Pshimon going to do with the Tomit Meratzah? And what's he going to do with the Mesir Daito? And the Gemara is going to go to Shaka Vitae. This is the top Toises, I'll speak out. Toises has a Kasha, Tamely, Lifroich, I can tell you a difference. You tell me a Kabbal Choymer, Malat Tzitz, Shkein Hashem Ubegoli. There's a fundamental difference. Tzitz by the Tefillin, that all the Shemers, even though there's many more, they're Mechupa Ba'or, they're covered. Mashenkin by the tzitz, it's begolo, you'd give off kay, turn betfillin, shame chupin or, the ain't a tatin, don't tell me. Dochanamik siv shakai betfillin bekamotin, it's shakai, you have the shin dalad yud that are written in the straps itself. Chalad ain't a ksav, that's alexav gomer. The dafka shin shall tfillin, halachomesh besinai. But a dalad and yud or not, the shin on the bias, that's halachomesh sinai. That's a ksav. That's chokuk. Mashenkin, the shin and the dalad, that spells the whole shame Hashem. Even it's not even a yud kev off kay, shin shakai. But even that, it's only bekamotin, that's alexav. Besides, one is Kamotin and one is Tzav. Here it's considered Shema Meyuchad, Dalet Oisis, which is Chomet Vei. So Tzav is referring, not in the, Tzav is asking Mitzat, clearly Mitzat the Shakai. Inside Avar, it's Yudkei Vovkei, but that's Mechupa. But Akapone Mitzat the Golui Sheboi, Zok Tzav says, typically that Tzitz is more. V'nirli de'ene kavachoy megomu, why? The Reise. El med Rabbonu v'chkomai. Nei namidika chumra tvei betzitz, even though it's a bigger chumra, by the tzitz, like we just said, because it's Tzaka Begolui, because Mokum came to Tfilin, Tzat Chashiva Zeh, Tvei, there's so many more Askoris. Sheesh ben Askoris Harbe, Svoru, Shemin Adin Yesh Chomel Latak and Mashm ben Kol Shoh. There's a Svoru, more of a Svoru, they have to Mashm ben Kol Shoh, and you can't be Siach Das. So the Achronim Bavont, Michal Feinstein and others, they went to the Biskrov, they had a Chakira, brought down in the Svoru from Michal and others, that what's the Pshat in this din that you can't be Messiah Das? Is it a din? A hesach adas machmas the shem Hashem, or is it machmas the kedusha tefillin? So it would be a mashmois from the sugya. It's the kedusha Hashem. That's the word kedusha Hashem. So the biskop said punkt vaket. It's not the kedusha Hashem. If there's no difference in one askara or 21 askaras, if it's a kedusha Hashem sheboy the shem Hashem, then you can't misich das. There's no difference. More shem Hashems. If one yud kei vav kei is a reason you can't misich das, 21 should not be more of a reason. If every individual Shem Hashem is a reason you can't misich das, mind if you have one, if you have 21. If you don't have one, then it's a good kavachoyma. He says, forget it, it's a binyanav. You have more than one, that doesn't make it a kavachoyma. So he says, the vart is, it's a kedusha. The fact that it has 21 askos, so that it's a gresser kedusha. The kedusha shaboy is the reason why you can't be misich das. Not it's the Shem Hashem shaboy. It's a kedusha shaboy, and it's a greater kedusha because it's more shmois Hashem, because it's more askos. We'll stop over here, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.